What is up, everybody? Today, we're talking about how Monique has shaded Tyler Perry, Oprah, and Lee Daniels. And we're talking more about Trump and all his craziness. All that and more on Black Hollywood Lives this week.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live this week.
See, they didn't have a dance for this one, though. I was ready to do the waterfall dance.
But I mean, you could do anything.
It was before waterfall.
This was the first album. This is your go-to move, though, Courtney. Your little, like...
Because that's all you do in the chair, like, because you don't want to leave...
You don't fully commit to the
wanna,
snake.
Because I want to, like, roll off the chair and, like, fall, so we just do a little arm.
All I see is the front going, like, half snake. Yeah, half
give me, I want to dance with somebody.
But you make me want to slow dance.
I know you don't want to dance with
her. You know what I mean? Like, taking it back.
Trump.
All right. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Black Hollywood Lives this week. I'm your host, Daryl Kristen. Joining me is the dancing Courtney Stewart.
Dancing. Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
DJ Jesse J.
What's up?
And one of the people from one of my new favorite shows on Bravo, Invite Only Cabo, Agu Okago, right?
Oh, why are you doing
all this? Oh, King Agu.
Okay, because I've been practicing the last
you
name the whole time.
You blew it, Daryl. You blew it.
Okago.
King Agu.
King Agu. You practiced and failed,
I failed. Dang, baby.
I'm sorry.
Can I get it?
I mean, it was.
That was really aggressive.
But he looked like damn.
I mean, but he did good. I'll give it to you all the way up until that moment.
Until that moment.
Hashtag you failed.
Yeah, you're right.
Sorry, bro. Sorry.
I'm going to say it like 15 times before the show's over just so I can get it right before he leaves. You know what I mean? Well, we got some great topics today.
We do. And we appreciate testosterone in the building, so we're not mad.
Okay, well, there you go.
You should have been here last week.
Right.
I tried. I couldn't. I had to go to the band concert in Rancho. Okay, I'm sorry.
It was your birthday.
Supporting the kids. It was my birthday.
Happy belated.
Thank you. I'm trying to recover still.
That was a really intense week for
you. It's been a long week, y'all.
It's been a long week.
I tried to eat a salad yesterday. It's not working. Move on.
All right. I want to know what that means, but okay.
It's all good. We're smiling and we're happy. We hope we're
going
to
find out a little bit more about that.
No, we're not.
All right. What we got today for topics?
All right. So we've all heard of Tinder and all these love apps, right? Well, two Australian men came up with one. They're calling it the Tinder for sperm donors. Oh. It's called Just a Baby. So basically, it is for those people out there who are sick and tired of, like, going on dating apps and going through all the bullshit of getting to know somebody and yada yada, it doesn't work out. This gets right to the point. You create your profile based on what you want and if you want a baby. So it could be someone wants to be a surrogate, someone just, you know, a lonely guy who's just like, you know, I don't want kids, but I want to give my kids. So you create a profile and it's all this, you know, data, and you get to basically save and search people that you think may be a good matchup for you, and you get to link up with each other. And what do you guys think? Would you guys ever join Just a Baby? Have we come to the point in age where it's just like, screw the connection? And
I actually think that's brilliant. Because they're not saying screw the connection.
Sure.
They're saying let's skip all that sort of like in between space where we're like, okay, Tinder. Okay, we're going on a date. Okay, so what's your life? Do you want to have a baby yet? Oh, I want one in 5 years. No, I want one now. Oh, that's not going to work. So like they skip right to it. Like they're like, I'm definitely interested in having a baby. Let's hook up and talk and see what's up. And if we can have a baby and you look like you have the genes that I would want in my baby, like let's go. I think it's actually
smart. I'm looking directly to him. Because your eyeline went right here.
Y'all make it very clear. Courtney's not looking to have a baby. Courtney's not looking to have a baby. But I do understand. I think it actually is really smart. And yeah. I think it streamlines what we're already doing in the dating app world. And it streamlines people that actually want kids and want to meet other people that want kids.
You don't want no Prince Agus?
I'm not mad at it.
I'm not mad at the app.
I'm not mad at it. I totally agree with you. Until you start talking about connecting, I thought if you're going to do it, you're going to do it and we don't have to.
I mean, we're not mailing the sperm, like, inject that shit yourself, and just because you saw their picture, it's not that bad, but you still meet. Yeah.
I think couples that, like, want to, like, you know, you may be not want to adopt, like, the fact that this is, like, a place where you can find surrogates, and it's just one database for it. I mean, it's cool. It's just funny because, you know, the internet's going to take everything and drag it like they did with these rompers this past week.
And I have to know.
Yo, so these romper. No, what? Would I wear the romper?
I want to. of these three, are y'all wearing rompers?
I can't do the romper.
So here's the thing. So these guys created this thing called Romp Him. It's a Kickstarter. They were looking for $10,000. They got $74,000 out of it. And
dang.
I was confused when I first saw the rompers because I'm like, are these really new? Like, I've been in West Hollywood and seen these all the time. Like, so I didn't really get what the craze was, but I mean, I guess it went viral. The memes, though, are freaking hilarious. Have you guys seen any of the memes?
Yeah, they're hysterical.
The one where it says, when she throws your romper at you and tells you to call an Uber. So I was looking at them like, well, okay, you know what? I'm not mad at the rompers, but I'm like, the rompers aren't like something that haven't been around since.
Yeah, they've been around for a minute.
But it's that tension sort of like, is this too gay? Is this straight? Like, because Cam Newton got slammed, dragged backwards and sideways, but then also exalted on the other side because he wore a flowered romper to Coachella.
Yeah.
I actually thought it was swaggy. Like, he looked dope.
Well, I mean, it's like short guys can do things tall guys couldn't do. You know, he can rock a romper. I'm too tall. Romper just ain't.
It's just not going to work. But what? Not even with the right shorts.
If it's tailored correctly.
Yeah.
If it's tailored correctly. But here's my thing. Now, no, I ain't going to wear no goddamn romper for the next how many goddamn months because everyone made such a big deal of it. And they went and bought the same romper. Now y'all going to be out here wearing the same goddamn romper.
Yeah, but I've noticed that a lot of designers now, that's in their new whole line of, you know, the different rompers. And the dude got the jacket on it going on right there.
So
the
you would rock that?
I wouldn't,
you feel that?
I wouldn't rock it because I don't want to have to button down all this stuff to go pee. I'm going to get back to the basics. I don't want to have to do all that.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? That's why these rompers are special. They specifically found ways for men to be able to go to
the bathroom. But that's like the female problem with a romper. Like you on the toilet naked when you use a romper.
The meme that I've seen, it was talking about what if you have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
No, with romp hymns, you don't have to worry about that.
Because they're making it so y'all can just like whip it out and go. But
whip and go.
I think I'd have to pass on this one.
You're going
to
pass on the romper?
Yeah, I'm going to pass on
the romper. Like in every way. Even if it's like slightly longer shorts, like nicely tailored.
Girl, we're going to see Golden Globes next year. BHL, Derek going to be up in there with a romp.
Is it going to be in a patterned romper with a velvet jacket?
I've never been into that look. I've never really been in that look. Because, you know, even they had the, before they called these
rompers. You stay your chest out though.
Yeah, but that's different. At least I can button down my shirt and keep some, you know.
Why not button down your romper?
Well, let us know. Would you guys wear the romper? Is that what this summer's gonna hold for us? Let us know.
They're gonna be everywhere. There's gonna be a lot of people in rompers.
Yeah,
but then you're gonna be like, that's that 799 from H&M.
H&M.
Be like, sure the fuck is.
But that's okay, because it's a trend, and that's what you do. You buy trends at H&M for $7.99, so you ain't invested.
No, you got to accessorize it. You got to throw something else special.
I don't know. See,
throw
I'm
with
scared.
A tie. So you put a tie on
you
that.
You accessorize it, because this picture has another...
You put a tie on that romper, I'm going to be like...
Watch. You're going to see a tie or bow tie. I guarantee it.
Somebody
you heard it first.
Somebody had a fur.
And they belong in the back on Broadway. Like, I can't...
You said in the back on Broadway. Wow. Why I got to be in the back?
Because if you were in a tie with a goddamn romper...
You're going to see it.
You're going to see it. Trust me. You heard that. You heard it first on Black Hollywood Live. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, there you go. Romper life.
Speaking of romping around, you got that Trump date.
It's so sad. Like, it's like, Jesse's all high and excited, and we're talking about rompers, and then Courtney has to talk about Trump.
I actually thought you would give her the romper story, to be honest with you, though.
I was hoping for it, but...
Well, I know. I had to be you last week with all the politics.
So then he pushed it back on me. Because then they make it seem like I'm the one that has to be all, like, aggressive and into this. But I actually, in all reality,
the
I'm going to be...
fans like that, Courtney.
That's true, because in reality, I was mad as hell all week. That's why I'm wearing this shirt again. This is the second time in, 2 months that I've had to wear this shirt. So, by the way, if you want this shirt, check it out on theRulesAreSimple.com. Anyway, so Trumpgate has gone down or consistently goes down or it happens every day. Like, we don't even know at this point what to say about it. But I guess the best way to sort of delve into what's happening in our political spectrum this week is to just kind of give you a couple of bullet points. Number one, let's see. The biggest moment of the week, at least for me, that sort of gave me solace in life and made me believe in unicorns again, was that James Comey, who is the FBI director who was recently fired, even though maybe he should have been fired, but he probably should have been fired back in January if it was for the reasons that they're saying that he was fired for.
Right.
But this week, after Trump last week had tweeted like, yo, James Comey, you got fired, bruh. Don't you be going out there talking smack because I might have recorded you and then I come for you.
And he went after the Democrats.
He tweeted that, y'all. Trump tweeted that, y'all. So then this week, James Comey said, oh, okay, bitch. I got receipts, okay? Because not only did I take copious notes when I had meetings with you, but I wrote memos about our meetings. Mind you, there were at least three in January and February, and I was like uncomfortable and nervous about what was going on in those meetings because you asked everybody to leave the Oval Office so that you could privately speak to me. So I took some notes, and I wrote a memo, and I showed my colleagues to make sure that if this ever came back, that I had proof of what went down when we was in the meetings. And now, we don't really know exactly what those meetings were and like what the memo says, because that is still to come, because Comey has to actually testify to the Senate committee about what was heard. But word on the street is, from Comey's peeps, is that basically in those meetings, Trump asked everyone to leave the room and basically said to Comey, hey, bruh, so, like, you're going to leave this Michael Flynn thing alone, right? Like, this Russia investigation, you're going to just let that go, right? So, he feels like Trump possibly was impeding the FBI investigation into Russia, which could be illegal and grounds for impeachment. So, that's number one. Then our persnickety / slightly awesome, because he makes really great TV on Saturday Night Live, press secretary Mr. Sean Spicer was like rumored to be fired, but then he wasn't fired. And then some other chick was interviewing for his job, but then they were saying, no, she's not in the job. We don't know what the hell is going on. Because at one point, Trump said, we just going to stop press briefings altogether at the White House. Because that's very constitutional. So we'll know what's happening. Like, he ain't fired for real. But then there's people interviewing for his job. So we don't really know what's going on. But maybe y'all will find out in the next few days. And maybe we won't have press briefings at the White
Only
House anymore.
If Trump
decides.
Something to say.
I mean, we don't know. And he did say at one point that Trump himself might just do the press briefings.
Yeah. He said only him.
Only him, yeah.
I can't even swallow, like I can't speak, like my mouth is numb. Okay, so we're going to move to the next one. The big, like, sort of reveal magic of this week was that Trump allegedly revealed classified information to Russian diplomats at the White House. And technically, it's not illegal because the President of the United States can declassify any information at will. But it wasn't declassified at the time, and it could potentially put us in a situation where the people that gave us the information are now like, yo, you weren't supposed to tell the Russians that we told you that, and now we don't want to tell you nothing else, which compromises our security. And supposedly, allegedly, the information that he shared with the Russians was information that was told to our news outlets, specifically CNN, not to be shared to the public yet because it could compromise national security. Trump says, I didn't do that. Trump's cousins say, oh, he didn't really do that. So we have no idea what the is going on in the White House other than it is a shit show, and I'm over it. I'm tired of it, and that's where
so
we stand.
So how does the president
Trump
declassify something just in his brain? Like,
I mean,
I'm declassifying this, or is there like, oh, like,
I mean,
long, I'm
you,
assuming there's
you,
a long
you
process.
You have to go through the process of documenting
it's
that to
process.
Be declassified information.
But technically, he can determine that I'm declassifying
but
this information and share that information. There's not, it's not clear that you have to do that prior to sharing that information. I don't know the legality of that, and it doesn't seem to be that that's necessarily the case. But in the end, he can share at will what he thinks is necessary. It's just a matter of if it's a good idea, and it's looking like that probably wasn't the best decision to make at that time. So congratulations! I'm gonna say something that's kind of racist right now, but all y'all white folks that put this fool in office need a whooping from somebody's big mama, because that's a mess.
You said big mama.
I'm not kidding. Like, you're the
why
reason.
Why you go Southern? No, not
you,
true.
Because you are the reason that this fuckery is happening right now, because it's absurd and it's embarrassing and it makes us look like idiots.
Mm-hmm.
It's upsetting. So anyway, that was how.
But Trump. I'm so tired of seeing the CNN breaking news. Trump denies everything. I mean, of course he's going to deny everything. I mean, But why? Here's the thing. They're saying that this, all the reports are saying that this is definitely the line of where impeachment could take place. Do you think it's really going to take place, though?
We could only hope so.
At this point, I mean, this is 5 months in, and this is the disaster that's happened 5 months in.
Don't think we're there yet.
I mean, I don't think so. I mean, I think they really, some people really want it, but I don't think, like, Paul Ryan, who's Speaker of the House, like, they're not going to do it.
But what's scary is that his vice president, we don't want him as president either.
Well, we actually had a conversation about that earlier. Like, yes, Mike Pence, you're a scary mofo. Like, I don't agree with you on probably 75% of the shit that you say. But we know what you stand for, and you do respect and follow protocol. So for that, we got an election in 2018. Like, we could make that work. Like, if the House turns Democrat, the Senate turns Democrat, and we got this Republican president, like, we could do some things, okay? Trump is a psychopath. That motherfucker don't know left from right to country to back. He doing whatever. He's whatever.
It's a joke.
We could end up in nuclear war, and he would be like, oh
shoot.
How'd that happen?
I'm going to write a book about this.
I didn't say that. Deny.
And he'll be like, but everybody loves me, and I won the election. Yeah. Like, that's his, like, retort for everything. Yeah. But I won the election. We're not talking about the election, brother. You've been in office now for 5 months. Yeah. Like, I don't know. So, anyway, good luck, y'all.
Yeah.
Shit, good luck all of us.
Good luck all of us.
I'm trumped out.
I'm trying not to
be
here.
I'm trumped out.
But you at least got to go on a vacation.
That's true.
Right, you were in Cabo.
You got to leave.
Trump went in Cabo.
But we were there while this was going on. So we're there like...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That could break a vacation.
Yeah, it did.
A little fun action.
That's scary. Oh, okay.
I mean, here's the thing. Every day is something new. So at this point, I'm almost starting to get immune to it.
It is crazy.
It's like, it's like, what else is it?
I'm actually somebody that's, like, obsessed with the news and, like, watching and paying attention and following this stuff. And, like, it's to the point where I'm in overload. Seriously? Like, I can't eat.
I still love all the gifts, though, of Hillary Clinton and Obama eating popcorn. It's like, I told y'all, or watching the show, you know. But we'll see what's going to happen. I don't know. I think he's real close this time to some extra fuckery that he's really messing up some things where he could get out of the office.
I believe so, too.
We'll see.
We're real close. I mean,
if we were trying to impeach Clinton for getting a little head in the office.
I mean, come on.
Like, really?
I mean, come on. That's nothing.
This is what we've come to. Right. Like, why?
Christian values.
That's nothing.
Like, I can't. Okay. All right, values. So I forgot I had another story that I have to talk about. So, Miss USA was crowned this week. Yay! She was another black girl from an HBCU. Mm-hmm. She's 25 years old. She is a chemist.
She's beautiful.
Okay. One of the most, I think the USA, like, organization quoted as, like, one of the smartest, most brilliant women to ever win Miss USA. So, kudos to you, homegirl.
Until she made her...
So, you know, when you're in a beauty pageant, they have these little, like, question and answer sessions where you have to be like, you know, talk about the world and, like, what your views are. And, like, you have to give these important answers.
And it has to be perfect.
And it has to be amazing. So Ms. Kara McCullough of D.C. got asked, honey, do you think healthcare is a privilege or is it a right? Because, you know, they want to jump right on the whole, like, we going to repeal Obamacare. They done passed this other hot mess in the Congress and whatnot. And she goes, well, you know, I do. I think it's a privilege.
No, she didn't.
She did. And then everybody was like, oh,
yeah, it was like,
but you black girl, you went to an HBCU, you're wearing your natural hair.
Yeah.
And then apparently they also asked her how she felt about feminism and, like, if she considered herself a feminist. And she was like, nah, I believe in equalism.
And she wants to change the word feminism to equalism.
Here's what I'm going to give her.
That don't work.
Hold on, what are you going to give her? Give her that little yellow flower on your jacket.
We have to give her a little bit of levity because she did come back on Good Morning America and she was talking to Michael Strahan.
Because
she got dragged across the floor and snatched a wig off. And they were like, hey, girl, like, did you really mean you thought, you know, healthcare is only a privilege and, like, feminism is equalism and, like, that's a word because equalism, like, what is that? She was like, oh my God, it's so hard, like, in 30 seconds to answer these, like, in-depth questions. Like, we would need, like, four-hour discussions about this stuff. But I totally believe that healthcare is a right. I just feel really privileged because I work for the government as a chemist to, like, have my health care. And, like, I'm totally a feminist. Like, I totally believe in, like, go women. Thanks.
Yeah.
She whoever wrote that, bro. Yeah.
She half dropped the mic on that. Yeah. But this is what I will give her. She does say that she still stands by what she said, though. You know what I mean? She said
how
she
the
still.
Fuck did
wait, so then you just reversed what you said on Good Morning America.
But I'm saying, if you go online, it says that she stands by all the things she said.
Luckily, you just miss USA.
I mean, she's pretty.
She's pretty.
She was real cute.
When she said the privilege thing, I was like, she didn't mean it the way she said it. I'm hoping that she means it another way, that she's going to, what she said on Good Morning America is what she really meant.
No, she meant what she said.
Exactly, first. Your first, you know, reaction is what you really meant.
So. I was like, maybe the pressure got to it. They do throw a lot of questions
she's
at you.
She's not dumb.
30 seconds, you know.
She's not dumb.
Right.
And if you're one of the most brilliant Miss USA, like, in history, you're 25 also. Like, you're not 18. Like, you knew what you were saying.
Yeah.
And she was trying to straddle to, like, win. She knew what she was saying.
That's what we call flip-flop.
But congratulations, girl. Luckily, you're not president of the United States, so nobody really cares.
She might do a better job, so.
Well, who knows?
Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows? Who knows? But maybe she thought, like, you know, there were some Trump judges in the audience. USA? No, America is Trump's
pageant.
I never remember which one. It's not Trump's pageant.
Miss America is Trump.
Is America Trump?
Yeah,
okay.
I try and delete it all.
I just was surprised that she was 25, because I was like, I thought the whole point of, like, pageantry at this point was, like, college scholarships. You out of college? Is that why we do it?
Well,
like, why do we still do it?
Yeah,
I'm just curious.
That's actually a good point.
Because I always thought, like, it was like, ooh, it's scholarship. And, like, that's how
especially when you're working full time.
So. Yeah, right. Brad, you working for the government. Like, why are you winning money at a pageant?
Yeah, that seems like that's mixing a lot of things right there. But,
I didn't understand. But, you know, I'll ask Kenny.
Good luck. We'll bring her in. Come inside. Come into VHL and explain your story a little bit more so we know which side you're really on.
It's okay,
you
know. Girl.
You said
don't bother.
Don't bother.
You just stay wherever you are.
Make
you fun working with that.
Just making some chemical compounds, girl. Keep trying.
Dario just wants you in here because you're pretty.
Yeah, that's true.
That might be true. All right, so is that all you got for us today, Cole?
That's it. That's all I have.
All right, we're going to move on to our EUR Web Story Spotlight of the Week.
EUR Web Story Spotlight of the Week.
Well, someone who does also have a lot of things to say is Miss Monique, actress, who won her Oscar in 2010 for Precious. But we haven't really seen a lot of Monique since 2010. Now, the rumor has it that right after that, she got blackballed by Lee Daniels and a couple others because of some things that she has said and the way she was acting kind of on set. And, you know, now that I start to think about it, she really hasn't been seen in a lot of stuff for her to have won an Oscar in 2010. Well, this week, she was at the Apollo Theater, and I guess she just decided to let all the business and all the tea out because she wanted everybody to know how she felt about Oprah, Lee Daniels, Tyler Perry. She says that she was blackballed after doing Lee Daniels' movie, and she said that she's only done literally 4 films. She said down, but she used the word blackballed, which is incorrect. She says actually should be whiteballed, and we're going to check out this clip because she explains exactly what she means.
Clip?
Oh, we got the whole clip.
What is that black dick connected to? That black man? So, no, I was not blackballed. I was whiteballed. By some black dicks who had no balls. Thank you, Mr. Lee Daniels. Thank you, Ms. Oprah Winfrey. No, baby, I wasn't blackballed. I was fucked up by some niggas who had no balls. And see, I know they like to say, Monique, you talk too motherfucking much. It would kill me not to say the real shit. It would kill me not to say the real shit. You are not paying me equally. You are not treating me fairly. So y'all can suck my dick if I had one.
Now that's a mic drop. I mean,
amen.
She was really upset.
I believe every word she said.
Whether you believe really it or upset. Not, do you believe that she should have said it and let it out? If you're saying that you are blackballed / whiteballed, that's not going to help your career.
Who cares? She's saying her career messed up anyways. I just finished watching this feud thing with Joan Crawford and Betty Davis, and I'm just like, Hollywood is so crazy. Bitch, go ahead. Because it's the world of the internet right now. Like, the thing is I feel like there's a certain amount of celebrities that just need to get over the whole Hollywood glam thing and really invest your money in technology and the internet, because that's where the competition is. Shut them up by doing that stuff. Like, it's just like, I believe everything she's saying. I believe she is treated unfairly, because every story that came out, I felt was her trying to help somebody else on set in a positive manner, that she got a little irate or whatever the situation was. She stuck up for Gabby or whatever the case was, and she got slammed for it because she felt that she was the star of the movie and she should have been sitting in first class with everybody else. We gonna get mad at her for that?
I mean, it's just over and done with. Like, let's just move on. I don't even know why she's still talking about it. That's how I personally
Because they're messing with her money.
Yeah, now she's not getting any big roles.
But that's not going to help, though.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, I personally feel like I don't
grab
know.
Grab the shovel. Just keep on.
Yeah,
just,
I mean, especially you're naming all the powerhouses. Oprah, Tyler, and Lee. I mean, come on. The fact you said Oprah, I was like, oh, it's a wrap. Yeah. It's a situation.
Invest in technology, go.
No.
I mean, so you don't, Courtney, you don't think that she should have said anything?
It's not about saying, because she's already said something, exactly. Which is why I'm like, why are you going?
In this manner.
She's already been very clear about who she felt like blackballed, and when the whole like Cookie Lion role on Empire came up, because supposedly the rumors that Lee actually did want her as Cookie, and then producers were kind of like, nah, she has some issues back when y'all did that, and that's what went that way, and because he didn't man up and demand that she be Cookie, she sort of felt even more of a way about it. So we had that 3 years ago. And it's like, okay, that was 2010 when Precious happened. Then 2013, 2014 when Empire was happening. Yeah. Girl, it's 2017. You holding on real strong.
And it's in blocking that, you.
Yeah, it's blocking you in every way. And your talent deserves to be there. And I totally get, like, don't get me wrong. She was probably hella wrong on some shit. From what I hear, like, there was some issue with her wanting to go to Cannes for Precious, and like not being flown first class with her family and like all this stuff. Precious was an independent film that had very little money and like it was a whole situation. So there's probably good arguments on both sides for what was happening. But in the end, that was the catalyst that got you your Oscar, and that could have, if you had sort of channeled that energy the way that you needed to be in charge of the shit that you wanted to be in charge of and live the life in Hollywood that you wanted to live. You chose something else, which is fine. You wanted to, you know, be mad at them and do whatever. But I feel like now, like 7 years later, you can't continue to like bash people for the choices that they made to continue their career. Lee Daniels' career took off because of Precious. Not that he hadn't been working for years before, but Precious became his sort of like elevating moment, just like you were seeing it as your elevating moment. And it's shitty to think that you sort of expect him to do some things that you think are right, whatever. That doesn't necessarily mean that he thinks they're right and that's best for him. Yeah. So it just, to me, like, everybody's career is what their career is going to be. And 7 years later, you're still bashing him about it. You're bitter. And that wasn't a joke. Like, that was raw. It'd be one thing if you came at it like, I'm still blackballed, trying to get a red ball. No, like, I'm trying to move on.
Yeah,
like,
there was no joking in that.
You are still in your feelings about it, and that makes you look bad. Like, Vades, you haven't moved.
Yeah.
And nobody doubts that in Hollywood, some shit probably got shady and went sideways for you.
Absolutely.
It goes that way for everybody. Exactly. So we respect that. But, like, the deal is that you keep going and that your talent deserved to be seen, and now you put yourself in a position that you're a liability and people don't want to work with you.
Yeah, well, she did an article back in 2015 for The Hollywood Reporter and basically was talking about her being blackballed a little bit more. And Daniels responded to that. He said, those comments in The Hollywood Reporter by saying that Monique's demands through Precious were not always in line with the campaign, and that she soured her relationship with the Hollywood community because of that, or soured her relationship with the Hollywood community because of that. So it sounds like she was also, like you were kind of saying, she was demanding some things, but then where's the fine line of what you can and can't demand when you
made a decision.
You treat it a certain way when you see other people.
But you knew you were what you were working on. Precious was a low budget film.
Right.
Like, yes, you would like to be treated as an A-list actor because you were the catalyst for that film, but you got to see the whole picture.
Right.
It wasn't an A-list film technically, financially.
Right.
Yes, in terms of like press and like them trying to build it up, they wanted it to be there, but in terms of finances, that's not where it was. And I feel like the respect of where it was financially versus, yes, there were some amazing people involved, blah, 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 but if you're not doing the money of it, it's sort of selfish to just assume that like everything should have been the way you thought it should be.
Right.
And that they're shading you because of it. Because in the end, I get it. Like, they were working. Like I said, Lee's been working for years. She'd been working for years. So she probably saw this as her moment. But you don't get to determine when your moment is. Good. The industry determines when your moment is.
True.
So maybe your moment was going to be the next film that came off of that. And you dug a grave for that and buried it.
Well,
so it
she
sucks.
Was asked by TMZ after the incident at the Apollo, you know, she was with her husband, Sidney Hicks, and she was asked, they were asked, you know, does she still feel the same about, you know, with her performance and everything? And her husband actually jumped in and said, in reference to Winfrey and Perry, they stood by her and they allowed the statements of her, they allowed the statements of her difficulty, and they were hiders. Like
They didn't step up. They didn't say, oh, no, she wasn't that. Oh, no, she wasn't this. Yeah. Oh, no, she wasn't that. They let it, it got in the press and they let it go because it didn't make Hollywood sense. It was like, yo, you did that to yourself. Yes. Now you get to lay in the bed that you made.
Yeah.
And it sucks because she's great.
Yeah, I don't know if she'll come back from this one, though.
I mean, maybe she'll keep doing shows. Like, people love her. She has her fans. Yeah, but, like, she could have been a Hollywood powerhouse in ways that she sort of destroyed based on what she did, which is her right to do. Yeah. Like,
that's her right.
You don't stand for something. Just don't be bitter. You fall for anything. She's standing up for what she believed in, so I ain't mad. All right. But she was angry as hell in that video.
She was real angry. I had to watch it a couple of times.
How you going to tell Oprah to suck your dick?
Yeah. I hadn't even put those words out there.
I mean, even if you're real mad and think, girl, you didn't even help. You could have gave me a plane ticket.
She could have said it like that,
though. You know, she was like, girl, you could have gave me a plane ticket. I had twins. Like, you could have flown us coach. Like, we would have been there.
Yeah.
But, girl, to tell Oprah to suck your
I mean, I'm just saying, there's something there for you. You're going to come at Oprah. Like, I've heard her come at Perry. I've heard her come at Daniels.
Yeah, something about her coming at Oprah.
Oprah was the shock for me. I haven't heard anything about her and Oprah, really. I'd heard it with the two guys more so this is more
Dude, she came for all of them because I think Oprah was a producer on Precious or something, like whatever, so she blames
and her.
Lear,
you know, so
and there are she and Lee are buddies. But like you can't, it's just sad, girl.
Well, we wish you the best, Monique. We'll see what happens. Yeah. Hopefully you'll be able to pick up some more roles though and get some more checks.
I mean, that's what it's all about. Keep on doing your shows.
Find them young directors.
Find them young directors
that don't remember nothing about Precious.
Exactly.
Exactly. All right. Well, speaking of Hollywood, this story actually surprised me. Cheryl Boone Isaacs, who is the current first black president for the Academy of the last 4 years, is stepping down as a member of the Academy's Board of Governors. This is what she said. It's been my greatest honor serving on the Academy's Board of Governors in numerous capacities for more than 2 decades, and it will be a privilege to provide the opportunity for new voices to have a seat at the table. They are saying that, like, for the insiders are saying that she's just tired. Like,
I was just going to say.
They said it's been a rough 4 years. You know, she was in the middle of all the Oscars So White stuff. And, you know, that she just is, like, ready. She's over it. You know, she's ready to kind of move on and take some time off. So, I was surprised by it, though, because she has made some waves, you know? And, I mean, she's done some things. So, I kind of feel like she's leaving right at the time where we're starting to see the change. You know what I mean? So, what do you guys think about that?
I mean, not to equalize the importance of the presidency to that, but I feel like she's like Michelle Obama. Like, people be like, girl, you gonna run for office? She's like, hell no, I done deal with this shit all this time. No, I've done what I can. Exactly. Y'all move on and figure it out from here because I can't do it no more. Because I can't even imagine, like, them old white men trying to, like, force change and, like, make stuff. That's exhausting. And you still trying to be cute and vibrant. I don't know if she got a man. Like, she might be trying to get a husband. She's trying to live. Like, that's exhausting. That's 4 years. She did her time.
She's over it. I didn't realize. And those 4 years went by fast. I thought it was only like 2 years.
It did.
I didn't realize it was 4 years.
Whoopi Goldberg's running. Gina Davis is running.
Gina Davis.
Okay. Yeah. And Gina Davis, and both of those are actually really good options.
I think
Whoopi would be amazing.
Whoopi would be great.
She would kill it. She would kill it. Yeah. So
I don't know if she'd be on The View anymore. I would be really disappointed, girls.
Yeah, actually.
You're the last thing holding on to that show.
Hey, they did okay. This last panel that they finally settled on worked.
So I'm not mad at it.
I mean, I like Jedediah.
Yeah, Sunny. Sunny's
kind of cheesy to me, but Jedediah is great. I think.
And the blonde girl.
The blonde girl has grown on me as the extra.
Yeah,
and then Sunny is kind of like has her moments, but like I think it works. And then angry ass Joy in the middle.
Yeah, I'm there.
Angry ass Joy in the middle with the
But she old. She like an old auntie. She's like, I hate everybody. Like, and she works.
But you know, she really just all bark and no bite.
I think she's a bite. She's a bite, but she like 75 years old. Joy is old. Yeah. Like, she's been around the block and back. Like, she has her... She just real set in what she thinks is what it is.
And she don't give a damn no
she
more.
She don't care
she
no
don't
more.
Don't give a damn.
I mean, I think once you get to a certain age, you just don't.
Yeah, right. I can't wait.
When you've
been... I can't wait to not give a damn.
I can't wait. When I'm wearing my gold pants and my sequin hat...
I can't wait to not give a damn. Just like, all right, what? Like,
I feel like I Kelly Ripa has it the best because I'm like, she looks young, but she still plays old. And I'm just like, she just sits up there not caring about nothing. Ryan Seacrest just holds her up every day. He's like, make sure you drink your water. Yeah, that's what this is, right? Water.
That's why it works with
that. Let me put my glasses on.
Right, that's why it works. All right, well, that concludes our stories for the day. Now we have our man King Agu with us right now from Invite Only Cabo, which we watched the premiere last week.
Did you guys enjoy it?
Yeah, I did.
I did.
The best part was watching it with y'all there, because then I could look.
And we looking like, ooh,
what's she gonna do?
What's
she
Bianca gonna do? Did? Oh, yeah. What? Okay, like, it was good.
How'd you become a part of the show?
Well, initially, I met Larry moving down here to LA. He was like one of the first people that I met. And he hit me up probably like 6 months. Was like, hey, yo, I'm going on vacation and blah, blah, blah. And it took me a minute to, you know, to think if I wanted to do it. You know, it's like when you go on vacation, you usually go with your people, your friends. And it's like...
Yeah, and vacation is a serious thing when you go with friends. That's how you really know if you are friends, actually, to be honest with you. Or if you want to remain friends after that.
Yeah.
What were you thinking about the reality TV part of it?
I never wanted to be a part. You know, so, you know, for me, it was like a really big decision. You know, it was just like, okay, let's go rock out with your cock out.
Literally. He gets naked.
He running fully naked.
Exactly. So when I committed, like, I committed.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got a little commitment, a little clip of the video of you committing on the trailer tease here. We'll put that up real quick.
This is going to be a dream vacation.
Yeah! Okay.
This is Bianca.
Nice. Emily.
Agu.
Nothing can go wrong on this thing.
That's what they said about the Titanic.
Do you not realize why she got a problem with you?
It's so ridiculous. I'm done.
Can you pour me a cocktail?
I've always kept my friends separate.
Since he's so special, then why haven't you let me meet him before?
But I'm bringing my inner circle together, and we're going to go on a vacation of a lifetime.
Told you I was going European today, baby.
Work.
So peaceful out here.
Oh, oh my God.
There's nails all over the floor.
We are classy people. We don't do like that.
But you know what? I feel like I'm as clean as it gets.
How is Larry friends with this chick? I'm a Bentley, and Emily is a beat-up Pinto.
When I look at her, I hear it.
All right, so that's a little preview. Yeah. If you missed the first episode, go back and watch it on demand because it's definitely entertaining. Yeah. How did the other friends react to you? You know what I mean? Because a lot of you guys didn't know each other, apparently. So how did it all intertwine? I mean, I'm sure we'll see a lot more on the show.
Yeah, I mean, everybody was pretty cool. You know, I'm laid back. You know, I just want everybody to have a good time. So, you know, you can't hate. You can't hate me.
So, okay, first episode, I want to get all the tea right here. First episode, you're rooming with Emily, which I thought that was already Larry being messy because I'm just like, she already want to be in this relationship with this man, and you're going to put her with him. So, I mean, obviously we see some things hygiene-wise.
She can't handle.
She was a little, well, you know, she was biting and licking and double-dipping and whatnot. Yeah. Was it that intense, or did they, like, was it kind
did
of a little
open?
I mean,
of course, you know, everything is played up, you know, because when I look back at it and I think about some shit, I'm like, oh, damn, but... You know, she wasn't like that, like, all the time. Mm-hmm. But she did have those moments. And nails, that was, like, a whole constant thing. Like,
was there one where you guys were in the room, like, you're like, I really got to share a room with this girl right now?
No, I mean, me and Emily, we met at the airport. So it was like we kind of bonded anyway because we're going into this experience not knowing. Mm-hmm. So we kind of bonded and, like, clicked, like, immediately just because it's like, okay, what are we getting ourselves into? We were the first ones to arrive together. So, yeah, we were... She's good.
What was it like watching that first episode with all the people around you? Yeah. And then what kind of reaction have you sort of already received having the first episode aired?
Well, good thing we got to watch the episode the day before because I'm like, am I going to invite anybody?
Right. I feel that.
And I was like, okay, I can send a couple invites. We're cool. I mean, because you're filming 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 30 days straight. It's like you don't remember... I know all
everything,
the things that you've done and said, so it's like, okay, what did they put together? Like, how did they make this happen? But, what was the question?
They drank a lot of tequila, y'all.
I know, I was telling Larry last week, I was like, can we go on season two?
We have a whole
campaign and plot to go be the new friends on season two. We're gonna work that out.
Listen, I've never drunk that much consistently in my life. 30 days straight. And it's like the, you know.
Sounds like heaven.
I mean, you go to sleep.
Like hell. Sounds like hell.
It was hell.
Tequila? Ocean?
30 days straight.
But every single day.
Every day. Okay, yeah.
Like,
every
that's day. Yeah, that's
and you're a fitness person. Yeah. So, like, on top of it, how are you balancing that up?
How do you make that work?
I had to tell myself, like, fuck it. Like, don't even think fitness. Because my mentality there and not doing it, I was already like. But I'm like, you're on vacation.
So you couldn't get it in the same workouts?
I couldn't get it in. I mean, we had a gym in the house, but it's not the same thing. Like, I like to get out and be amongst people. And, like, working out in the house wasn't the same. So I was like, fuck it, let's just drink. And literally, I drink every day. And you wake up, and it's like, I'm not drinking today. Then it's like, I need a drink.
Now, what kind of drama are we going to kind of allude to? The fact that, you know, you're in this house with all these women. And you're kind of the only option, really, for them at that point.
Yeah.
Is there any fighting going
to
kind of occur?
Just gonna have
you're
going to
cause some drama?
He ain't going to tell us.
I'll have to tune in to see that part.
Do you have any takeaways now that you're gone before you see what they edited together? Like, how did you feel when you left?
When I left the house?
Yeah,
or
when you left the house and you left the shooting.
Relieved. Exhausted. Dehydrated.
He said dehydrated.
But I feel like I needed a vacation from that.
From the vacation.
Yeah. I needed a vacation from that vacation.
Are you newly bonded with anybody that you met in the house?
Yeah, that's
like, we're all bonded, you know, because that was like an experience. Like, I really considered them, like, okay, family. Until I see some shit on TV.
Right, because there's a lot of trash talking.
Yeah,
and
real quick,
interview
rooms. I'm letting y'all know that's going to end. But, you know, right now, we're good.
Because you haven't filmed the reunion yet, right?
Exactly.
And did you learn anything about yourself, you know, as you know, as you're watching yourself and then just doing the show, you know, because I would say it'd be scary to watch myself back on these.
And I think that was probably the biggest thing. It's like, you know, I can appreciate it because I'm going to be able to see myself and grow from that because it's going to be a lot of stuff like, damn, did I do that? Did I say that? You know what I mean? Because me, it's like people never get to see me in that light.
Right.
So it's like, well, there you go.
And then now you're also an actor, so you came out here to act.
Exactly.
You know, so is this opening up some new opportunities and doors and windows for that session of your life?
That is the goal. And that's why I was like, you know, fuck it, let's do it. You know, I've been here 5 years and everything takes 5 years before it, like, you know, turns into fruition. You know, 5 years.
So 5 to 10 years is an overnight success.
Yeah. And 2012, I moved here, 2017, and look how God works. So I'm going to that third year.
So Larry calls you for season two. Are you there? Can you do reality again?
Can you
again?
Do it? Drink wine
in
Italy
nice experience?
For
like you had it, and
I mean,
you're good.
I'm kind of twofold because I feel like because I've done it once, I know what to expect, so it won't be that bad. But also at the same time, it's like, man.
Yeah. It's a little exhausting.
It's
yeah.
very exhausting.
30
but
days
fun,
tequila.
Though.
I'm still like...
It was definitely one of the hardest but most funnest things I've ever done in my life.
I can imagine. You know? Well, we are all tuning in. I can't wait till next week's episode.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So, listen, we may be watching with y'all again next week if we're invited back over. Maybe not, though, because some of us had too much tequila. On that note, where can fans find you?
Instagram, King Agu, or King underscore Agu. On Twitter, King underscore Agu, too.
Agu is A-G-U.
A-G-U. K-I-N-G. For those of not a spoke King. underscore A-G-U.
Jesse.
Everywhere, DJ Jesse J.
Courtney.
And you can find me everywhere at Stuart Starlet.
And you can find me at Dario Kristen on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Be sure to tune in Invite Only Cabo Sunday night, Bravo TV.
Thanks for having me, guys.
What time?
Because it's 9 o'clock?
9 o'clock, right?
O'clock, yeah.
9 o'clock.
O'clock central.
Although
9 o'clock.
That premiere was 9:30, Bravo.
That's true, right? Why they did that for?
You said why they did that for.
They were trying to make sure we got more tequila.
That's right.
Exactly. All right, everybody have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram @BHLOnline. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagramming @KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. We'll